greatly. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. Holy God, just as you heard Jesus when he cried to you, yet your will was done, and Jesus went to the cross, also we cry out to you, knowing full well your will, your way, and your outcome will be done. So, Father, we cry to you, hear our pleas. Lord, we are tired and weary of the COVID lockdown. We are exhausted by the accusations and finger-pointing of contrasting politicians. We are fearful and dismayed by the violence, the deaths, and the desecration in the cities and the streets. And Father, we are fed up with the experts that don't know what is up, what is down, what is in, or what is out. Help us, Lord. We rely on you, the only expert we can look to and trust. Thank you, Most Holy, that our trust in you is the only truth, the only path, and the only solution to the issues of the day. As you have guided and directed the way of this nation in days gone by, we fully put our trust in you. We pray this day for Pastor Jim as he faces tests and procedures this week. Father, we know the burden of a pastorate can weigh upon a man, and we pray that Pastor Jim's burden would be light during this time. We pray for Susan Belise as she recovers from her surgery. We lift up Bill and Barbara as they minister to Bill's mother. We continue to pray for the elderly, both here at Oakwood and also the surrounding facilities. Keep them safe and free from contagion. Father, we thank you for the rain and the heat unbearable at times for us, but a blessing to the crops and farmers. We pray for the needs around us. You know them well, and we ask that all that call upon your name would be blessed. Gracious God, we can be certain in these uncertain times that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And so we stand confidently and recite the prayer you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." He took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, this we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Thank you.
Our God is ever and always saving the best for last. Let us partake. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and fervent love one toward another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you.